Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big transmission lined up for you today, the 7th day of January, 2009. On this Thursday edition, we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones for at least 80% of the transmission today. Congressman Ron Paul joins us at the start of the next hour. Couldn't be a more important time to have him on. The House and Senate have been in secret conference committee all week. There were all the bribes and public payoffs of senators and House members to get them to vote for the government looting and takeover of health care by the insurance companies, sold as socialist leftist wealth redistribution. It is wealth redistribution, but to the central banks that own the military-industrial complex, Big Pharma, and the insurance companies. In Iceland, their parliament, it looks like, may vote. It's a razor's edge. We're watching it closely to not have the public pay $30,000+ apiece for private debt accrued by banks in their country through the scams set up by the major brokerage firms and investment banks, namely Goldman Sachs. We don't owe this money. It's a scam. The banks held the U.S. hostage back in October of 2008 and said, give us unlimited funds or we will have martial law declared. That's on record. Our government is held hostage. Our police forces and military forces are under the control of criminals. Does that mean our police and military are criminals? No. But most of the police chiefs, most of the governors, the leaders of the Republican and Democratic parties are New World Order criminals. Paid off, bought off, bribed, blackmailed, threatened. The establishment media owned by the big banks will destroy anyone that doesn't submit to them. And so, in secret conference committee, remember Obama over and over again said, I'll never have signing statements. Now he's signing more than Bush did, even in his first year. Literally making law, totally unconstitutional. Oh, I'll change this bill however I want and just sign it and make it law. I'm dictator. He lied about that. He lied about hiring lobbyists, hired more lobbyists than any president before him. Said he'd cut the deficit, quadrupled the size of government in less than 8 months in office. Now we haven't gotten the new numbers in 3 months. Coming up in just a few days, it'll be a full year. But 8 months in, he spent more than all presidents before him combined. And still says he's balancing the budget. Still lies, thinking the public are a bunch of idiots. He lied about everything, and now he says, I'm, of course, going to let everybody see all the negotiations in the House, Senate, and in conference committee on C-SPAN. And the media spins it and says, well, he's gone back on his word, but that's okay. No one really wanted to see the payoffs and wrangling and what's really in the bill. In the two different versions, both versions are absolutely horrible. Jail time if you don't get insurance, taking money out of your check, a whole new taxation grid. There is health care rationing. There are the death panels. That's what they are in Europe. That's the terms they use in Newsweek, the case for killing granny. Tom Daschle, who wrote the original bill, wrote a book talking about rationing care. You're over 60, you don't get the health care. Now all the commies at the low level who thought they were going to get some freebies are freaking out. Howard Dean and others saying, well, they're not for the bill because it raises your taxes and cuts the freebies. Don't you understand? Big banks, anything they do, swine flu scams, new wars, body scanners, banker bailouts, healthcare takeovers, it's all going to be a scam. The government is a criminal enterprise. It is completely rogue and criminal. I know you know that. And the public's finally starting to wake up. You've got to be there to carry the ball and wake your friends, family, and neighbors fully up. They're already waking up, but they need to get a crash course in what's going on fast. We'll break it all down on the other side. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Negotiating behind closed doors, but bringing all parties together and broadcasting those negotiations on C-SPAN so that the American people can see what the choices are. Because part of what we have to do is enlist the American people in this process.
I would put my plan forward and I would welcome input and say, here are my goals, reduce costs, increased quality, coverage for everybody. If you have better ideas, please present them. But these negotiations will be on C-SPAN. And so the public will be part of the conversation and will see the choices that are being made.
You know, I respect what the Clintons tried to do in 1993 in moving health reform forward. But they made one really big mistake, and that is they took all their people and all their experts into a room and then they closed the door. We will work on this process publicly. It'll be on C-SPAN. It will be streaming over the net.
We'll have the negotiations televised on C-SPAN so that people can see who is making arguments on behalf of their constituents and who are making arguments on behalf of the drug companies or the insurance companies.
But here's the thing. We're going to do all these negotiations on C-SPAN. So the American people will be able to watch these negotiations.
Drug and insurance companies will have a seat at the table. They just won't be able to buy every single chair. And we will have a public process for forming this plan. It'll be televised on C-SPAN. I can't guarantee it'll be exciting, so not everybody is going to be watching. But it will be transparent and accountable to the American people.
To the drug and the insurance companies, who are still going to have a lot of power in Washington, and they're still going to try to block reforms from taking place. So that's why I said, for example, that I want the negotiations to be taking place on C-SPAN.
So I'll put forward my plan, but what I'll say is, look, if you've got better ideas,
I'm happy to listen to them. But all this will be done on C-SPAN, in front of the public.
One of my jobs as the president will be to guide this process so that it's an honest process.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is President Obama in the last 2 years, a year on the campaign trail, close to a year in office, over and over and over again. That's just a small sampling of him saying it would all be on C-SPAN. Now, for the last 3 days, it's been completely secret. And the White House told the media yesterday it will remain secret under White House request. Now they've capitulated and they said, okay, we'll have 1 hour of literally dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of closed-door negotiations from early in the morning to late at night. One staged hour for the Democrats to sit there and tell everyone that everything's fine and that the legislation is great and that everything is good and that no one can see the final product. You see, if this had all been public, the payoffs, the bribes, the promises, the billion-dollar pork barrel gifts to people to go along with it would have been public. And this is scores of hours just in the last 3 days. He promised that all the other hearings would be televised, but they haven't been. They don't want you to see the sausage of tyranny being made because it is a ugly, ugly business. There are, in the final bill, the final version, this is now in the Associated Press, taxes, money to be taken out of everyone's checks to a general fund. On top of it, you'll be ordered to buy separate insurance on average at around $15,000 a year. If you can't pay, you will be enrolled into a government welfare system. See, if you didn't have the money for health care or didn't want health care, say you're 25 years old and healthy, you wanted to invest that money or spend it somewhere else, you will now be forced to get government health care and be on government assistance. And then your rights are waived under that. They want everyone institutionalized, everyone on the government dole, everyone dependent, and then giant debts are run up, paid back to the very banks that created the fiat money and the fiat loans out of thin air. The whole system is about getting you dependent. The entire program is about getting you under their control, getting you on the government reservation and the government cult. And what does any cult want to do? It wants to control its members. It wants to make its members dependent on the cult leader. And that's what the parasite, psycho-run cult of government criminal enterprise is. Period. We're going to have a lot of open phones today, but I want to go back in the last hour of the show today and play some famous clips of top socialists, top liberals of the last century who openly supported Hitler and Lenin and then Stalin, and who openly, top eugenicists that openly called for nerve gassing the general population and killing the majority of the world population. You know, you read this in Eco-Science written by the White House science czar, how to sterilize people in the water, how to reduce the world population. You read it in the State Department Memorandum 200. You read it in the 1996 UN Biological Diversity Assessment. But I thought we would go back to the roots of this in the 20s and 30s. And play these recordings on air where they openly talk about establishing world government to kill you. I know that's shocking. I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe. I know it's mind-boggling for a lot of people, but that is the reality. And once you realize the system they're setting up, everything that doesn't make sense suddenly makes perfect sense. Since all you need to have is the courage to actually read what the Fabian Socialist out of England and the United States said they were going to set up and erect. And when you understand that socialism is a scientific dictatorship from its foundation, from the laying of its cornerstone, it is all about learning how humans operate and setting up a final revolution of scientific tyranny. And that is our main message here on air. Yesterday, I talked about a homeschooling family in New York State where the families were arrested. There have been many families arrested around the country, where the mother and father were arrested in this particular case for child endangerment, for not registering their homeschool children ages 8 to 14 with the government. And I went and read the New York Code, and it was similar to other states. It's a civil matter. They didn't put them on notice. They didn't warn them. They came and arrested them and demonized them with their mugshots on television, and they arrested them under child endangerment, not under the law that New York passed that you had to register your children with the state, even if you homeschool. And that's the point that I'm making here. The unelected eugenics courts, the unelected family courts, that's what they are, they are allowed to swear out an order to the police that something is endangerment. Now, you would think of endangerment of children, letting them play with gasoline or letting them run around with butcher knives or giving a five-year-old a firearm and letting them run around the street with it, or child labor, having a six-year-old child drive a combine tractor. No. The endangerment was not registering them, so they arrested them under another criminal clause and are trying to take their children now. And I saw these fools on the YouTube video posted of my rant. I saw these fools in the comments on the article that Kurt Nemo wrote about homeschooling parents arrested, slavery returns to the United States, saying, look at Alex with his disinfo. They were arrested for breaking the law. They deserve it. No, they were arrested on trumped up garbage from the unconstitutional family eugenics courts. The same courts that would swear out orders to have over a half million American women sterilized for no reason in the United States. That's what went on. That's what happened. And even if you believe that it's the law, which it wasn't, it's a manipulation, it was the law that blacks weren't human and that you could kill black people if they didn't pull their plow right, or if they didn't lick your boots right. And that's the whole issue. In the article Kurt wrote, he shows how under UN treaty, the U.S. is under UN law, and the stated goal of the UN is to break up the family unit, to bring in the world government state. And Kurt has the links to the California court ruling saying you don't have guardianship of your children. The state does, and the state allows all Californian parents at their pleasure to have the children stay with them and live with them. Go read it! It's time for the denial to end. It's just like the body scanners. People are making excuses. Well, it's a privilege to fly. If you don't like it, don't fly. It is not a privilege to travel. The federal government has no jurisdiction to go get involved in private commerce and say everybody's got to be digitally scanned and recorded their naked body. Look what you've become. You'd have read that in 1984, 20 years ago, you'd have said unbelievable. But it happens, and you convince yourself to love it.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 7th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11.2920. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.5994, $5.7997 for a half ounce, or $2.8935 for the quarter ounce. That's $11.5994, $5.7997, and $2.8935.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Americans, Westerners, have been under the same social engineering system for at least 100 years. Sure, different blocks of the New World Order compete with each other, but they agree upon the policy of keeping us dumbed down and in bondage. And now you have the government about to snatch control of health care. Then people will be even more dependent on the government. The taxes will be even higher. In England, in Iceland, in Europe, in the United States, in Canada, conservative and liberal leaders, all on the same Baker payroll, are saying, we've got to raise taxes. Our deficit's so big. It wasn't a bailout of the bankers. It was a full capitulation to them, allowing them to engineer the crisis and then literally swallow up our economy. And so they prepare to plunge the economy even more and then demand even more power. And then we acquiesce again and the joblessness goes up, more factories shut down, but the government grows and grows and grows and grows, and more police and more CPS declaring that you're insolvent and you're poor so you can't have children as they hunt us down, as they get us into their system. William Buter warns of massive dollar collapse, London Telegraph. Americans must prepare themselves for a massive collapse in the dollar as investors around the world dump their U.S. assets, a former Bank of England policy maker has warned. And he goes on to say he believes there's a good chance the dollar will completely collapse. He says the past 8 years of imperial overreach, hubris, and domestic and international abuse of power on the part of the Bush administration has left the U.S. materially weakened financially, economically, politically, and morally. And we see the continued sliding of the dollar, ladies and gentlemen. And the deficit spiraling. And our factories no longer produce anything. But the universities produce giant phalanxes of armored vehicles and police in black uniforms marching out to meet the people. Marching out to set up the checkpoints, to write the tickets, to pass new laws on texting and being on the cell phone and being tired while you drive. And new laws about yelling at your children and new regulations in any way to catch you in their traps. And as an act of submission, oh, you don't like thumb scanning to get your school lunches or thumb scanning at the grocery store or thumb scanning at the bank. How about body scanning? How about naked body scanning? And the media puts out these polls and says, are you for high-tech screeners so that you go through airports quickly and don't have to be strip searched? Oh, yes, I am. But the London Guardian has a poll where 76% of people are against the scanners. And if you actually ask someone, do you like being body scanned and someone looking at an image of your naked body, the vast majority are against it. But the media runs this huge hoax saying the public loves it. And the White House admits a security lapse, but don't worry, they've got the body scanners going in for you. Where will they stop there? Every promise broken, everything they do criminal. And Obama, under huge public pressure the last 3 days, with secret conference committee meetings, said, okay, we'll give you a token 1 hour where the leaders of the parties will sit there and make brief statements, and that's the behind the scenes you'll see. But at least they're being forced to put out that token, and at least everyone is seeing what liars they are. It's tokenism. Oh, yeah, we're gonna cut welfare. We're going to cut the chicken feed to the public we've domesticated, but we're going to massively increase the taxes. Everything is a fraud. What is it that you people on the fake left, living your life out on a false political spectrum, what is it that you don't understand about big government? It serves the ultra rich. It creates criminal monopolies. Do you like the direction we're going in? Because when Republicans get in office in the House in a year, and then the presidency in three, we can't have conservatives go to sleep and suddenly love big government and big deficits and open borders and gun control and checkpoints and body scanners. Again, the party in power always rapes you because they're the drill bit of the New World Order drilling into the Republic's heart, Republican or Democrat. And until that awakening happens, until people shatter the left-right paradigm, it's only going to get worse. They know you're completely caught up in a fake left-right debate, and so they can literally run rampant with their raping and robbing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He will. Oh, man has invented his doom. First step.
Congressman Ron Paul's coming up in the next hour. Our first interview with him in 2010. One of 12 will do. We interview him once a month. He's gracious to join us. He's on Larry King, it seems, two or three nights a week now. The LA Times, the Houston Chronicle, they all say Ron Paul was right. Ron Paul sounded crazy during the campaign, sounds like a genius now, they say. You see, our ideas are taking over society. As Ron Paul has always said, we need to put out the truth, expose collectivism, expose the big banks, expose the New World Order, and then as the New World Order destroys society, people will know who to blame. We will beat the New World Order if we have the long view of history. Now, I'm going to open the phones up right now to talk about the homeschooling family being persecuted and other homeschoolers being persecuted around the country. In fact, guys, I had a list printed of the governmental numbers in that town, and I don't have it. Will you print it again for me? Thank you so much, Darren. I want to hear from you on that, on Obama going back on his promise of televising all of the health care debates. But again, it's now in the news that it's the White House who twisted Congress's arm to make it secret. What is the White House doing telling Congress what to do? They're co-equal. the founders actually said Congress was above the president. Then they said, oh, it's co-equal, and then, no, the president is above everything. He says so. He has the army working for him. PDD 51, Bush signed it, Obama continued it. I want to hear from you on this. And at least we force them now to at least ceremonially say, okay, of the hundreds and hundreds of hours of debate that have been going on secretly the last few months, we'll let you see 1 hour of staged PR. God forbid everyone hear what's actually in the bills. God forbid, and everybody's too distracted in fear of the underwear firecracker. Didn't matter they had naked body scanners in Amsterdam. It didn't matter if he was let onto the airplane. It didn't matter if he was protected. The White House is releasing today a secret document that everyone will pore over, a secret PR press release, and explaining how he was on the watch list, but they were going to search him once he got here. No, he was kept off the watch list. The whole thing was an operation. It's just unbelievable. And I want to also hear from callers about any questions you think I should ask of Congressman Ron Paul coming up. So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And we will have open phones coming up in the next few minutes, and then open phones after Ron Paul leaves us for the full broadcast, except for about 20 minutes I'm going to do in the last hour, on George Bertrand Shaw, one of the heroes of the modern fake left. Again, they're part of a fake system. It's not even real. They are murder gangs. They are the most psychopathic murdering killers you can imagine. They love killing people. And Bertrand Shaw wrote books and wrote for the fledgling Department of Education, before it was even called that, that they needed to get everybody with a lower IQ and nerve gas them. We're going to be going over all of that coming up. And Hitler quoted Shaw. Goebbels quoted Shaw. They mean business. These are the most vicious strain of psychopathic killers you can ever imagine. It's like Chris Matthews saying his great hero, Saul Alinsky, who pledged himself and his book to Lucifer and who wanted work camps, work brigades, mass arrest. I mean, this guy was a vicious Stalinist. A vicious Stalinist. When you go to hardcore communist websites, they call him the communist communist. Chris Matthews making millions of dollars a year. Of course he's a communist. The ultimate capitalist is a communist. Remember when the last Chinese premier stepped down, what was it, 6 years ago? It was a BBC headline. Departing Chinese leader says China the ultimate expression of capitalism. Then his quote was, our communism is the greatest form of capitalism. People said, what does that mean? Well, when you read David Rockefeller in the 1976 New York Times praising Mao and his extermination, I actually went and got the microfilm. I didn't just believe the quotes online. We went to UT and got the New York Times. If you're a giant robber baron, you put one thug in, he kills 60 million people and takes all their money and gives it to Rockefeller. Don't you understand, you idiots that like big government? And that goes for you, you scum Republicans, you mainline, filthy, evil America killers. Bush triples the size of government, builds torture camps all over the place, signs the Patriot Act for the American people, clearly launches U.S. weapons-grade anthrax attacks on people, brings in their police state, sets up NORTHCOM, sets up Homeland Security, hands it over to Obama, he'll hand it over to the next Republican. You people are just as guilty and you make me sick. You love Wall Street that runs this whole banking scam and runs the whole communist system, robbing everyone right now. Big government and big taxes is used to transfer your money to them. And you better grow up, too. You make me sick. All your Rick Perry stickers, I got to look at you in Texas. All you idiots. Your future and your family is over if you don't wake up right now and decide that your golf game and your mistress is just going to have to wait. You're going to have to get up and save the Republic. You're going to have to wake up and admit you were wrong, but you won't. You'll giggle and laugh at me and feel superior and just joke about everything. And, oh, that Alex Jones says stuff is bad. You saw what happened in Cuba and Cambodia and Russia and Germany and more than 10 other Asian countries and scores of Latin American countries and Eastern European countries. The norm is men in black uniforms raping your wife and taking your farm. The norm is losing everything you've got. The norm is a jackboot stomping on the human face forever. Do you understand? The Republic was a thin hedge of protection around you. It was our shields. The shields are down. The globalists are going for total broke with a scientific murder grid. Do you understand, mainline moron liberals? You bought into a false paradigm. It's a mirage, a spell, a hoax, a trance, a false political system you follow. It isn't real. Moron mainline conservatives, do you understand? You're in trouble. The government just isn't corrupt. It's scientific. It's a scientific guillotine. Wake up, please. I'm talking to you straight. I mean, I've got articles here in my stack. I've got two out of the London Guardian where they report like it's no big deal. Care homes forcing elderly to have feeding tubes fitted. Under the government health care system now, if you want to be able to go to a nursing home, they make you get a feeding tube in your stomach, like you're the Borg, because they're not going to give you food. They're going to jack you in and stick morphine in you and kill your butt. The case for killing Granny, cover of Newsweek. It's now environmentally sensitive and liberal, and that's how you save the earth from climate change. London Guardian, Britain must launch GM food revolution, says chief scientist. Britain must embrace genetically modified crops and cutting-edge developments such as nanotechnology to avoid catastrophic food shortages. The government pays people not to produce food, folks. And future climate change, the government chief scientist warned today. Now, if you're not for cross-species, open-air, pollinated, deadly biosphere-wrecking systems that could actually wound the earth, carbon dioxide's what it sucks up. Like a pig eating slop, it loves it. So that's their sick joke. They list that as poison. And then they say you've got to have GMO to save the earth. Have you read the writings of the top transhumanists and eugenicists, the modern ones? These people say they're God. They say they're going to wipe all of us out as soon as their grid's in place, and that they're going to merge with high technology and live forever. I don't know if that's real or not, but I know these lunatics believe it. And they say there's nothing unnatural. Because they are a product of survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. And so no matter what biosystem they release, no matter what genetically engineered product they release, if they release something that kills everything, that's natural. These are sickos. These are people that have had billions of dollars, all the money, all the sex, raping kids, stuff you see in movies like Hostel. That's all over the European news every week where they find young women with their teeth ripped out, heads cut off, torture dungeons with people hanging on meat hooks. And it's just kept quiet back of the newspaper. That's what these people do on holiday. They're just ripping children's teeth out with pliers, sawing people in half, dipping people in acid, giant torture camps all over facilities, underground facilities in Romania and everywhere else with horse stables and where they have torture camps. It just comes out and the CIA people are in there just raping and slaughtering and just loving it. It's all part of their satanic enjoyment, hidden in plain view. You cannot imagine the full evil that is upon us. George Bertrand Shaw said once world government was in place, they were going to nerve gas 90%+ of us. I'm going to play the video and audio of him in the last hour. They can't wait. You know, you enjoy popping a beer and drinking it, sitting there on the fishing dock and looking at the pretty trees. To them, children hanging on meat hooks is beautiful. You better grow up and realize who these control freaks are. The greatest pleasure for a control freak is to hurt innocents. It is a journey into evil. Why did every human culture in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in Latin America, in Mesoamerica, why did every culture, did the government order randomly men, women, and children to be sacrificed, to be burned alive, to have their hearts cut out? Because 1% of the population are psychopaths, conservatively. They're now artificially turning people into psychopaths where the numbers are maybe 1 out of 10 or a functioning psychopath, a synthetic psycho. But 1 out of 100 are true psychos, thoroughbreds. And they always take control of societies because you're going to have good kings, you're going to have bad kings. But always psychos get in control, then there's reigns of hell. And the psychos write books and say our reigns of hell always get brought down because we collapse. But we're going to set up a scientific system so we can keep on raping and trampling and being trampled on and slaughtering and murdering. What did Orwell write about when O'Brien's torturing Winston? He said, we're the priest of power, always trampling and being trampled upon. We're going to keep on ripping and sapping and slaughtering and murdering. And Orwell gave speeches and wrote letters that, oh, yes, this is what I experienced as a British secret police officer, as a Soviet agent, then as a high-level British agent. The government controls the communism and the fascism. It's all controlled. And I put it in this novel to explain it to you. In every culture, they burn children. They rip teeth out. They cut hearts out. They torture. That's what they do. That's who they are. And I see them. And I have to see them on television every day and know what they really are. Know they're the real monsters. And I have to watch you decadent and weak and chicken-necked, enjoying this, thinking it's funny out there, you idiots. Grow up! Every culture is taken over by these people. Every culture does it. The Jews were constantly turning back to human sacrifice, and their societies would collapse. All their neighbors engage in human sacrifice. The Greeks engage in human sacrifice. The Romans. The Aztecs. The Toltecs. The Umecs. The Olmecs. Every Druidic culture engaged in sacrifice. And it was the mind control of the Druidic priest would come. What do you think trick-or-treat is? It's the night between Samhain, Samhain. They would come to your door, and sometimes they'd ask for a cat, or a dog, or an ox, or a horse. But in the larger towns, they would come, and a lot of times to exercise their power, they would order a nobleman, a well-to-do. I demand the king of our tribe. And they would deliver the king. It might only happen every 20 years. And the priest would rise him up and tie him to the wicker man and bring forth fire and burn him to death. And they would come to your house and there would be offerings of gold or silver or gems. The poor people would offer fruits and vegetables. And the priest would say, no, you will deliver your child to me as an apprentice. And so they would have their own little enforcers. They liked the particular strong boys at age 12 or 14 that came from stronger families to be their warrior enforcers. And still other times they would go to the family and say, give me your 2-year-old. It will enter the bone
fire a fortnight. And they would take that baby and they would throw it into the pits. All over England, all over Scotland, all over Ireland, there are giant pits filled with bones of burned children. And now the New World Order will have its way with billions. They will slaughter billions with pleasure. They will slaughter billions with lust. And the billions will beg for murder and beg to be killed in the worship of their government. And one of the final phases is you submitting yourself to be naked body scanned, to be humiliated as you are brought into the forces of hell, as you are baptized in death and slavery. I have illustrated to you the truth. I have come to you with the awful truth of what our species does every single time. That's why I don't like Nazis, because they blame everything on Jews and say all evil flows from Jews. Oh, really? Were Jews teaching the Aztecs how to sacrifice? Were they teaching the Visigoths and the Vandals in Germania how to sacrifice? Oh, Jews engage in human sacrifice, too. Everyone does it. Everyone has psychopaths. I oppose the Jewish psychopath. I oppose the Chinese psychopath. I oppose the Japanese psychopath. I oppose the Mexican psychopath. I oppose the psychopath guild. And I swear eternal resistance to them.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before you slip into
the priest class, always in every culture, took young strong men at age 12 to 14 and trained them to be their warrior enforcers. You notice the Nazis had Hitler Youth, Stalin had his youth corps, Mao had the youth corps, the communist youth brigades. The Boy Scouts are now completely in major cities like L.A. turning their Explorer Scouts over to the police department. They openly train to take on the American people in gun confiscation. The psychopath spins a web, like a certain species of spider will spin a certain web, and then individually a variant that can be fingerprinted to that particular spider. And it's the same thing with these people. And that's what we oppose, is a guild of psychopaths. And, you know, I've said my piece on it. Ron Paul is coming up in the next hour. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex, for your time. And it's very precious, I know that, and I'll go straight to the point. You need to know your enemy and know yourself, and you can fight hundreds of battles with no danger of defeat. And the reason is because the truth and the truth shall set you free. And it says in Revelation, and in Revelation 13, says, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And it says he spake as a dragon, and it says, and he deceived them that dwell on the earth, and by the means of the miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to that beast and to the wound by the sword in which he lived. And he had power to give life, and he was the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that many would worship him. And
it was a human number, which is a biometric calculation, yes, rendering your body scan to the beast.
And he said, well, wait, I'm getting to that, Alex. There's another thing here. It says, and he caused both small and great, rich and poor, free or bond, to receive the mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and no man in the sight will sell or save or that which he has marked unless he has the beast. And the number of that is, and says, here is in his wisdom, that understanding should count. The number of the beast is a number of that of a man. Of his number is 606.
And again, the number of a man. What is the number of a man? A biometric calculation. You will not buy nor sell, and his image would be seen worldwide. You read that, and it is just unbelievable.
Going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it says here, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and every woman his own husband. Let the husband render unto due benevolence to the wife, and that likewise the wife unto the husband. And the wife hath not power over her own, and that likewise the husband hath not power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one another. You know what? That body that's being scanned in there belongs to mankind and all this world.
Somebody's calling you. You know, your call waiting.
Yeah, well, this is more important, I believe.
Oh, I understand. It's hard to talk.
And I've been praying about being able to speak to you, and we have to understand the truth shall set you free, and it's only through God's word as Christians.
Look, it is a religious act of submission to take your shoes off, to body scan, to do all of this. It is what prisoners do when they're brought into a prison dock. You got 30 seconds left.
Right. All right. Well, very, very simply, there's so many jellyfish Christians that are not standing for the word of God. And if they would stand for the word of God, they would not go through these scanners, and they would know what the word of God says, and it would set them free. And it says here that we have to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood and against principalities and powers and rulers.
But remember what Pat Robertson says. He says, thumbprint, face scan, it's of the Lord. I have the video clip. So the Christians all say, I must do it. And the Pope says, do it. And the Pope says, global taxes are good. And Pope says carbon dioxide's bad, and that the earth is the center of the universe, so it must be true. I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. More calls coming up, Ron Paul coming up, Wilson, Sam, Melody, and others. And in the last hour today, George Bernard Shaw, I was saying Bertrand Shaw, thinking of Bertrand Russell, George Bernard Shaw, the liberal that praised Hitler, the father of liberalism here in the U.S., will be breaking down this Hitler lover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.